Okay. So in our Buddhist order and movement, there's this strong emphasis on Sangha and on working together to create Sangha and to spread the Dharma. And when you work closely together, it's very testing. And the reason it's testing is not just that people have different views, but they care very deeply about what they're doing. Everybody in the Sangha cares very deeply about the Sangha, but very often they want to do things differently. And so there's a lot of emotion involved, a lot of energy involved. And as I said, when we get to know people, when we practice Sangha together, we come more strongly into relationship with others. And when that happens, difficulties, differences of approach, personality clashes will arise. And in normal friendships, friendships outside the Sangha, we'd probably just give up on them, you know, and we'd walk away. We'd go and find some other friends. Trouble is, in the Sangha, they're not going to go away. You know, the people in this room, some of you're going to be with each other for the rest of your lives. You know, you're going to be coming to the center. You're going to be going on retreat together. So we have to do something to actually change that, you know, to come into harmony with them. That draws more out of us. So it's quite a potent practice, creating Sangha. So our ideals touch us deeply. And if we stay with it, it tests our metta, tests our practice of shanti, and forces us to take in other points of view, other ways of doing things, and broaden out and not cling so tightly to our own separate selfhood, our own sense of ourself as isolated from others, our cramped little ego identity, which we've all got, which limits us and restricts us. So in the end, shanti, working closely with others to spread the Dharma, comes to be an insight practice. It's a practice through which we begin to transcend self and other. We begin to go beyond ourselves and our own views and become receptive to others' views. And in that way, we start to approach insight. We start to break down the distinction between self and other. And I was very struck at an order convention last summer when around 400 order members came together. And there's some very strong and divergent views in our order about what the order is and how best to practice. And I've come to realize it's always going to be like that. There are always going to be debates going on. There are always going to be differences of opinion. And that's a good thing, you know, because it's part of the creativity of the order. And if everybody just agreed, if everybody had the same view, then it wouldn't be a dynamic order. It wouldn't be a creative order. So there's this natural difference of opinion. And we can't do anything to stop the difference of opinion. And it would be a bad thing to do so. You know, people are going to clash. They are going to have different views on things. But what we can do is we can practice kshanti. We can practice tolerance in relation to other people's views. And we can practice metta towards them, even when we disagree with them. And what struck me most about that convention last summer was that you could have 400 people together holding a whole range of views, but they could meet together in harmony and in a spirit of metta. So for me, that really gave me confidence in the order. Not that everybody thought the same, but that people could feel differently and still meet in harmony. And I know some of us were there for that convention.